Budget cuts are making it harder and harder for students to attend school. But sometimes the biggest challenge to a good education comes from your fellow students.
Does it make you feel good when they punch you? Or kick you? Or stab you? Do these things make you feel good?
No. Well, I don't know. I'm starting to think I don't feel anything anymore.
That's a clip from a new documentary film called Bully, out in theaters now. In the film, director Lee Hirsch takes us into the daily lives of five kids who deal with bullies over a year. You just heard one of them, Alex, talking with his mother, who urges him to realize that his friends are actually bullying him. According to the anti-bullying organization No Bully, an estimated 160,000 children refuse to go to school on any given day because they dread the physical and verbal aggression of their peers. Tomorrow, students across the country will participate in a national day of silence to call attention to the silencing effect of bullying and harassment in schools. No Bully is based in San Francisco, and it works with schools and educators to spread awareness about the problem and to develop and implement anti-bullying policies. In this interview from our archives, I sat down with Executive Director Nicholas Carlisle and asked him, how can you tell if your child is being bullied? For example, I have a six-year-old. And, you know, sometimes she would come home and say, you know, such and such girls, you know, were looking at me funny today, or these boys were pointing at me and saying, ha ha, you know, your hair is messed up or whatever, something like that. So, you know, as a parent, she comes home and tells me these stories. And so how do we know if this is bullying according to, you know, your definitions?
Well, we want our kids to be happy. And obviously, when our kids go to school, they're going to be having some taunting and teasing going on. That is just part of childhood. But the real question is how your kid is taking it. And so if it gets to the point where your kid is having stomach aches or headaches or is in tears at the thought of going to school, that's a clear sign that something's up at school. And the other good question for parents to ask is, who are your friends? Who are you spending the recess time with? Are you looking forward to school this week? Because those sorts of questions will tap into how happy your kid is at school. So, Hannah, your kid may be getting some teasing, but if they're happy and they're playing and they're laughing and they're looking forward to going to school, I wouldn't be worrying about that. But if your child is really dreading school and is just seeming downcast at the prospect or anxious at the prospect, then I start asking some questions and maybe even go into the school and talk to the classroom teacher and saying, what's up? What does my kid do at recess? What have you been noticing?
What about policy? What kind of school policies should be put in place, do you think, to prevent bullying?
Well, one of the things we're doing at No Bully is training schools in something called Solution Team. And under the Solution Team, you pull together the students involved in the bullying, and you pull together also some of the positive leaders in the classroom. So you have a team of about 6 to 8 students, and you sit them down. And, of course, the first question that comes out of their mouths is, are we in trouble? So you reassure them, no, you're not in trouble, but we think you can solve the problem. And here's the problem. This kid has been bullied. You're not in trouble for it, but we do think that you can come up with solutions to stop the bullying.
Bully rehab.
It's bully rehab, yeah. You're making the kids responsible to solve the problem that they caused in the first place. And that approach, which is much more forward-looking than a punitive approach, seems to stop the bullying in about 80 or even 90% of cases. It's incredibly effective. So we're not letting the bullies off. You can't. That's not a successful strategy, but we're saying fix it.
Okay. As a parent, what do you think I should be saying to my child when they come and tell me, for example, they've been bullied? How should they respond to the bully, do you think? And if we can kind of do a little skit right now where I'm a bully and you're being bullied, if it's okay?
Yes, go ahead.
And you can kind of show me what your response would be.
Okay.
Oh, Nicholas, look at you. I don't like your hair. What's that you're wearing? Oh, my goodness. Look at Nicholas. Oh.
Why are you saying that to me?
Because your hair is ugly.
I don't care what you think about me.
But I guess that's the end
of that. That's how it seemed to Hannah. But questions seem to be very effective tools for your kid to ask. So why are you saying that? What's going on here?
Turning it back on them.
So turning it back on them is an important thing to do. Also, generally with kids, the amazing thing is that we part of us tends to believe the sort of insults that are being thrown our way. Mm. So when I'm working with kids, I'll often say, are you really what they're calling you? If they're calling you a mouse, are you really a mouse? So you start to question the beliefs that they're starting to take in from the other people and say, you know, you decide for yourself who you are and just don't let them influence your thinking. But one of my favorite lines for kids is to tell them that if you stand up high, people can't jump on your back. So the message for kids is keep your power, look strong, stand up tall, ask the question back, walk away.
Okay. So a lot of the literature seems to deal with dealing with a bully if your child is being bullied. But what if your child is the bully? How do you deal with them? What do you say to them? What if, you know, your child is complained against? How should you deal with that?
Well, first off, I tend to talk about kids bullying rather than being the bully, because if you start to use a word like bully or a label like that, it fixes them in a role like they are something.
So what would you use?
So I tend to talk about a kid bullying. Mm. And it's a phase that kids go through. And actually, I certainly tried it out on other kids from time to time when I was going through a school of exerting power over other kids to see what happened. And the numbers of kids who bully and the kids who are bullied is huge. It's about 1/3 of kids are involved in bullying in any given time in a school in the U.S. So we're talking about large numbers of kids. So I think first off, it's important to destigmatize it and just talk about bullying kids.
Sure.
So say you get a message from the school that your kid is bullying other kids. I think it's important to go in there in a non-shaming way when you talk to your kid to say, hey, what's going on here? And to explore with them a little bit about what they are seeing. Because the interesting thing is that the kids who are bullying quite often perceive the other kids as being mean to them. And they may be perceiving things wrong, but it's important to hear their side of events. Or maybe they're jealous or angry or they're trying to get back at another kid. And then the focus becomes, how can you do things differently in the future? You know, the power, which is really what we're talking about here, exists in every relationship. And it's something that we don't often talk about. We talk about friendship and closeness and being nice to people. But equally true in every relationship where you're working, whether you're at school, whether you're in the home, in the family life, power is going on all the time. And we're trying to establish our position in the hierarchy and have a sense of power. So, yes, as we're going through school, pretty much every kid is trying to find their place in that pecking order and to establish some sense of power. And some kids do it by charm, and some kids do it by just being brilliant at sport or natural leaders. And some kids do it by trying to take power over other kids, and that's called bullying. But yes, power exists the whole time. And in my work in bullying, as I started to open my eyes to it, I've seen it everywhere. So it's in the workplace, and people come to me and say, you know, in my workplace, other people are putting me down, or they're ostracizing me, or rumors are being spread. And I'm saying to them, that's bullying. And they wake up to the fact that power plays exist everywhere.